Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Foodstuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convey. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, one in the Delmar Loop, one down on Southampton. We are also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. You can also see us eat whipped peanut butter on the Instagram. Which is worth checking out, I guarantee you that. Guys, happy National Cookie Day. I'm sorry it's taking us this long to share, but it is National Cookie Day. It's a big deal. And Jen, do you want to share this cookie story that you just brought to my attention? I don't want to do it because we've got sponsors to think about, like Salt and Smoke, but it is National Cookie Day, so I will...
Well, two things. I brought cookies for us to decorate. It's ugly, the ugly sweater cookie kit, so we're going to decorate those
later.
Check
this out on Instagram.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Where'd you get that?
Target.
Somebody also wanted to know where you got the random crap makeup bag.
Oh, no. Well, how did they know about that?
Because it was on Instagram.
Oh, one of my friends gave it to me as a gift.
Okay. I said it was at Target, probably.
I think it was from the Nordstroms.
Oh, okay.
Mm. It was from the Nordstroms. This is out of Illinois, but it's nowhere close, okay? So, I guess it's fitting since it's National Cookie Day. Some high school football players in Byron, Illinois were suspended for running naked with Oreos wedged in between the buttocks.
Come on, Jen!
Why?
Yeah, why?
They said it was voluntary and it wasn't hazing of any football players.
It's voluntary.
But 10 football players were suspended, and they were suspended for 3 games, including the only loss of the season, which was the state championship game.
What was the reason for the suspension if it was voluntary that they were naked?
That's
confused.
Gross.
Yeah.
Well, it is gross, but it's that boys are gross.
And were they smuggling them? Were they not allowed to have
foodstuffs
at practice?
I don't think anyone was eating these after they were. Okay. They were just trying to see
if they could run and hold them in their buttocks.
Yes.
In the tocks.
It was like a drill.
Well, and I think it was across the school field, too, so it was just, like, inappropriate conduct, stripping naked and running across the field with Oreos in between the buttocks.
Oh, man. Foodstuffs is a good, clean family segment, so I just don't think we need that.
Hey, it's not a good message, Jen.
We hadn't filled our Oreo story quota for the week.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a good point.
It is National Cookie Day. If you still feel like celebrating even after that story.
Even more so.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of places you can get free cookies. Mrs. Fields, Insomnia Cookies, Great American Cookies, even places like Penn Station and Schlotsky's. And also, every day is National Cookie Day at a DoubleTree Hotel where you can typically just walk into a lobby and get free cookies.
Mm. I've seen those people who just randomly walk. Like, you know that they're not staying at the hotel. Really?
But Come on. They like cookies.
They're real hard up for a cookie.
Yeah, right.
Foodstuffs.
Let's talk about this. The most tried holiday recipes on Pinterest. So you always see like, oh, it's some great picture. And somebody's like, I can do that. So some of them are ones that you would expect. Homemade pumpkin pie. Dutch apple pie is on here.
And it's a specific recipe.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they show a picture. And
no, I
goes,
think it is.
I'm getting after this.
Well, I think it's the biggest searches because you can look up homemade pumpkin pie and you'll get 8,000 different recipes.
Let's ask the guy with the story.
It says Pinterest released the top 5 most tried holiday themed recipes ranging from
Are you on Pinterest?
No.
Right. So it's what people search for.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if there were specific recipes that were tried the most.
Yeah, these look pretty specific, but I don't know. So homemade pumpkin pie, there's a Dutch apple pie, chocolate crinkle cookies.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate crinkle cookies. Yeah. Chocolate crinkle cookies.
Soft gingerbread cookies, which sounds good. And then the number one is this Christmas tree spinach dip breadsticks. So you make breadsticks. Yes. It's pretty interesting. And then it looks like a Christmas tree, which is exciting for your holiday party.
I like that.
Creamy spinach mixture. Pizza dough's involved. It looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
What is it again?
It's a Christmas tree spinach dip breadstick.
They need to shorten the name of that.
I know they do. Pinterest loves it, though. I also came across this. Holiday candy. So there's different my mom, her house just becomes like there's candy canes in one room and red and green M&Ms in another room, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, do you remember the ribbon candy?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you had to be careful where you were having it because it could have been from last year.
Yeah, grandma's.
Yes.
They've got the most popular holiday candy in every state.
Is it the typical just regular like Halloween candy?
It is pretty much just regular candies.
I like the Reese's, mini Reese's that are Reese's that are green and red foiled.
The wrappers, right?
Yes.
In Missouri, it's Starburst. In Illinois, it's the Reese's Cup Minis.
Starburst?
I know.
Starburst, kind of, really? Did the Lifesaver booklet make it?
Oh, yes, man, I coveted that.
Right.
The booklet.
Yes, it was like a storybook, and you opened it up, and it had all the rolls of Lifesavers in it. People got it for St. Nick Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
My family didn't celebrate St. Nick Day, and I was very sad about it.
We don't celebrate it either.
I'm a big fan of the Reese's.
But you celebrate half birthdays.
It's a real thing.
St. Nicholas Day is coming up.
Yeah. That's right, the 6th.
Yeah. Are you celebrating?
We didn't either. I was very upset about it.
Oh, we totally did.
Then there was those St. Nicholas braggarts that would come into school like, look what I got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lifesaver book.
But also their toes would be cold because their shoes were outside all night. It's a trade-off. Anyway, I like the Reese's. They're basically the peanut butter cups, but they're in tree shape.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about the trees. Yeah. It goes from the pumpkins to the trees from right around
this
time.
It's a good ratio of.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Not a good ratio for me.
And some of them have the Reese's pieces in the peanut butter. They're like in the middle. But I think it's, if you've ever seen this packaging, I noticed some the other day. You would think that it's like this beautiful tree shape on the package, but then you open it up and it's like just a blob.
Yeah.
No, the front of the package, it's just a blob and it says trees. Like it's being very.
They didn't even try to fool you.
It doesn't look like it's there, but it's realistic. It looks exactly like what's in the package and it just says trees on it. Like maybe you can kind of see the trunk, but that's about it. Just one other thing that Reese's is doing right. That is food.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.